Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We still don't have a lot of clarity. James Conner and Juju, I'd probably characterize both guys as questionable as I stand here today. They got some work in front of them in terms of rehabilitation and maybe practice participation, and we'll see where all of that leads. I really just don't have an indication of what that might be as I sit here today. I saw both guys down in the training room yesterday and working hard. We'll see what the practice availability looks like. Conner's probably got a better chance to practice in some capacity tomorrow than Juju, but again, we'll take it day by day.
All right, that is Mike Tomlin from earlier today updating the injuries for Juju Smith-Schuster and James Conner. And if Conner is ahead of Juju, man, I don't like the odds or the chances that Juju gets on the field Sunday against the Cardinals, because we had a chance in a very informative, eye-opening interview yesterday, Chris, with James Conner, and I did not get the sense from talking to him that he's ready to jump back in.
No, I got the sense that James felt like yesterday he was very close, like this week was definitely in the cards, I think he would not have been able to avoid tipping his hand in that direction.
Levy would know.
And what we got from him seemed to be very much the opposite.
I got to be precautious. I got to be careful.
Yeah, I'm not going to rush this still. I think when you asked him, you know, you have a ton of fans in this town, can you kind of assure them you'll be back before the end of the regular season, he was non-committal there, just saying, I'm trying my best. I'm giving it 110%. That is an ominous sign for me.
Arthur Motes with us here at the house that he built, Emporio, a meatball joint, Penn Ave, downtown here. Get over if you work downtown. Don't even deal with the traffic, tunnel traffic, or anything. Come hang out with us. Muller's in his James Ferrier jersey. He is born again as a Steelers fan, and he is abandoned the Browns because they continue to forsake him,
and rightfully so,
over and over again.
They dunked me in the Mon River.
Stay with Old Faithful.
Me.
Come on, man.
So let's say, hypothetical, boys, in an ideal situation, okay, Genie comes to you this afternoon and says, I'm going to grant you one wish. You can have one player back for the final four games in the playoffs, James Conner or Juju Smith-Schuster. Who are you picking?
Juju. That's not like so much to diss James as is to say Benny, like with Snell, he and James have a similar running style. I think James is clearly the better football player of the two right now, and Benny I still wish was a little faster looking. But they have at least a hammer. Then they have Samuels, who does a little bit of everything, and then they have this cast of kind of characters, yeah. Kareth White and whatever, whoever they're going to put out there on a given day, and Edmonds, who might be able to help them. Here's why I think Juju, though, more so than just Conner being slightly redundant with Snell. I think now with Duck, I don't think that they are a good passing attack, but I think they have confidence that they can be, in bursts, dangerous. If James Washington's your down-the-field guy, theoretically that should open up more of the area of the field where Juju has always made his bones, and that's the middle of the field. And you have somebody that's a big, physical, usually pretty sure-handed target there. I would think that would open up their options a lot more than having Conner back.
Arthur, you got a counterpoint?
No, I don't, man. I think that he definitely hit the nail on the head. When you talk about Benny Snell versus James Conner, very similar. But I think the running back by committee, which we've seen over the past couple of weeks, I don't think you're giving enough credit to Kareth White. I think that he's provided a spark. You see how fluid he is and the speed that he plays with. But going to your point, Pony, in terms of you anticipating James Washington now receiving more attention, well, then the flip side is that means Juju will have more of the one-on-one opportunities for him. And that bodes him extremely well because we saw he's thrived in that number two style role the past couple of years.
That's why I think his injury, if he can get back on the field, it might end up being a blessing in disguise because it's created an opportunity for Washington to get the football more. In part, he's developed. There's been growth there. And now you feel like you actually have more talent and more possible production at wide receiver. I mean, it was easy for defenses, and Juju kept saying it over and over again. It's like he wanted you to know that his lack of production was due to the fact that he was getting double teamed. Well, now if he comes back healthy, I have a hard time believing that defense are going to be able to treat him that way if James Washington continues to make plays.
If each of you guys was a defensive coordinator and you were going up against a Steelers team that had Juju healthy, let's say the Bills are the first team to see him healthy again, who among those wide receivers would you treat as the number one? Would it be Washington? In terms of how you're allocating attention, you treating Washington with that extra attention, or is it going to be Juju?
I'm still putting my attention on Juju just because we've seen him do it on a larger scale. We've seen his body of work. Granted, it was with AB out there, but we've seen what that's like in a one-on-one situation. Right now with James, we talked about he has the home run play capabilities, right? But in terms of catches, that number is low. So I would need to see him continue to prove that, and then it could be an in-game adjustment. But until I see him continually prove that, hey, he can do this, I'm not going to go with that. I'm going to go and double Juju.
I mean, I think this is what I would do, Chris. When the Steelers got put in obvious pass situations where you had a feeling you didn't have to commit more guys to the run and you knew that they were going to throw the ball, I would put my best corner on James Washington, and I would double Juju. And at that point, I'd say, all right, man, pick your poison here. You want to attack our best corner if we've got a real number one? You want to give James Washington those chances against an elite corner? By all means. Your other option is to throw to Juju, but he's going to have more than one person.
I think that's where option three would have to come in, and that's where the suddenly forgotten man, because he got KO'd in the first Browns game and then took a hothead penalty in the second one, Deontay Johnson needs to come back to the fore. That's where it comes
down. Or how about Vanimal?
I mean, this week it better be Vanimal and Nick Vanette.
Yeah.
I forgot his name because it barely ever gets called, but the Cardinals can't stop anyone on the tight ends.
That's the name that's so funny to me. We talk about the tight ends in terms of this week, but over the past 5-6 weeks, shouldn't the tight ends have been fierce?
I'm with you, man.
We've beaten that.
Yeah, so that's my thing.
We've beaten that drum on shows where you haven't been in with us, is that it makes no sense with like a pop gun passing game that they have gone away from that position.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.